Rico and Bradshaw, the best of the best. We discuss some of the best, most iconic moments in sports entertainment, professional wrestling history. Today, we got one that people talk about 40 years after it's been over with, and that is the empty arena match, Terry Funk versus Jerry the King Lawler.
That's right, John. We have this match. We pulled this match up, and you and I were just amazed, you know, at the smoothness of this match. As you know, and a lot of our fans out there know, without the fans out there in the audience kind of guiding you along, you're working in a chamber there, and it's hard to get that emotion out. And that's what makes these two guys so super, is they're able to work through all that stuff. People saying, you know, you're working in an empty arena, you know, during a pandemic. Well, hell, that's basically what we all had to do. You know, you worked at Sportatorium, you worked at some of those TV venues where there were 25 people, if you're lucky, in a studio. So, you know, so, but this just shows you the versatility of the great Terry Funk. So,
yeah, and this whole thing's about Terry Funk. This promo at the beginning, the promo at the end. I mean, Jerry Lawler, obviously, you need this great babyface champion hero, but Terry Funk just made this entire thing. He and Lance Russell both. You know, I called the WrestleMania. It was the first time I believe WWE didn't have any fans. And you talk about weird. I mean, these guys were killing each other, falling off ladders, doing all this incredible stuff, and there's no reaction. And the hard part was, for the commentator now, it's different for Lance Russell here because he's just kind of narrating it. You know, the commentary, you always lay out and let the crowd react. Well, when there's no crowd reaction, you talk through it.
What a great point.
Oh, and it's so weird to talk over spots you're not supposed to be talking over. It was really weird to get used to calling matches without fans.
So not only the talent had to adjust, but the entire announce team had to adjust. And you know, I did think of that, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners there, our subscribers there at home did think about that. But what a difference, because I know how you get into it and you feed off the audience. And if you ever watch a monitor of Michael Cole, he works out harder than some of the guys.
Exactly.
But exactly. He's feeding off the emotion of the fans, and that is so important.
You know, one of the things I always talk about when they talk about, I think it was Al Michaels who called the Miracle on Ice, and when he said, "Do you believe in miracles?" And I always tell young commentators, you know what he did next? Nothing. He laid out, and he let the moment tell the story. Well, if that moment had been without fans, he had to talk that entire time. It's just a complete different dynamic doing something without fans. And Terry and Jerry are out there working their butts off, going into chairs, juicing, doing all this stuff, and there's no reaction. It's a pretty weird, you know, this Mick Foley and Rock were the ones, right, that did this later. It's a tough thing to do.
They did it out in Arizona one time. And you know, and all respect to those two guys there, it didn't have the fans, but it still, even though Terry and Jerry didn't have the fans, it still had a feeling of arena full match because of the emotions these guys put out there. So I think first is always better.
You know what I love about this match is the setup by Lance Russell. So I was trying to find out if the first part of Lance Russell was on camera or not. It had to be. Because Lance is sitting there talking with the camera filming him as if he's off air. And he's saying, hey, I don't even know if they're going to show up or not. I don't even know if we have something here or we don't. He knows they're there. Yeah. I mean, he's got the cue, obviously, to get started. Then he goes, well, go ahead and count me in. Well, they had to air all that first. And I just thought it was brilliant that Lance Russell did that. If we can get it, the video put up, we'll show you exactly what we're talking about.
And Lance Russell is just one of those old Southern announcers that's just made for moments like this.
Yeah, sure.
Here it is right here. Turn that up if you would, please, Josh. Yeah.
I just want to do an old opening in case this crazy thing comes off.
And he knows it's going to happen.
Does, we've got something. If it doesn't, all we've lost is a little time.
That's a reporter, man. So, he's out there ready just in case.
Let's see. I guess we got enough light and everything. We can we can pick it all down. And we'll just, you know, I don't even know that they're either one of them going to show up.
How many times did you see that?
Remember when Carson used to do that?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Get rid of cigarette. Give me a countdown, will you?
Give me a countdown.
And see, all that had to be on air. That was brilliant.
This is Lance Russell standing in the middle of an empty Mid-South Coliseum. I think most wrestling fans know that Terry Funk, the former NWA World Heavyweight Champion, issued a challenge to Jerry Lawler to meet man to man. Of course, Funk had accused Lawler of having homer decisions in his battles with Terry Funk previously and with brother Dory Funk Jr. And so forth. He said, no fans, no officials, no police, nobody, you and me. I guess you just have to call it what he's looking for as a shootout. He made the challenge, asked me to deliver the challenge publicly so that it would be on record that he had challenged Lawler. Jerry Lawler later said, set it up. And so here we are. We're in the Mid-South Coliseum, 11,300 empty seats. And that's all that will be here to witness this particular bout, with the exception of myself and cameraman Randy West. Funk asked that there be a camera and a tape crew here so that we would be able to have a record of his demolishing Lawler in the event that it takes place. It's right now 10 minutes to 1. The time that was set on it was 1 o'clock. Neither of the participants are here at this time. We will just have to wait and see. If it takes place, you'll have a record of it. If it doesn't, then you will never see this.
How great is Lance Russell?
Let's just cut the camera off now, Randy. We'll wait. If they show up, we'll do it.
Okay. Lance Russell's got to be one of the four that goes on that mountaintop, you know?
Yeah, okay, let's go on it.
Lance was so good.
And the hair
coming into the Mid-South Coliseum now. It is now a couple of minutes past 1 o'clock. Terry Funk, who initially issued the challenge, is coming into the Coliseum. And
Lance, hey, yeah. I'm here. I'm ready to wrestle. Where is Lawler? I told you that he didn't have enough guts to come on down here.
Wait a second.
The man has everybody on his side.
We
Lance.
Would like to use this if it takes place on later on, so please watch your language, will you? Because for crying out loud, we can't use a thing with you swearing like that.
I don't give I came up here for a purpose to prove some thing, and I'll tell you what I came to prove, that Lawler didn't have the guts. I knew that he wouldn't come in the ring, Lance. You tell me where he is. He wouldn't show up for nothing.
It's just a little after 1 o'clock right now, anyhow. So just watch it, and please try to watch it.
Get in the ring in and go ahead and count him out.
I'm not counting. I'm not the referee in this thing.
Count him out.
You asked me to bring the cameras down.
You count him out of the...
Hey, come on.
The Funker thinks of everything. Count out. You know, if he's not here, count him out.
Absolutely. That's why I say this. The match was okay.
And he doesn't. Now you go ahead and count him out. If you don't, I'll count him out.
All right. Well, you just asked us to bring the cameras down. That's what I did. We're here. Now, I'm not a referee.
I'm here.
I know you're here.
I'm going to go ahead. Is he under the ring, Lance?
Oh, he's
under the ring. Lance Russell is the perfect straight guy.
He hasn't shown up yet.
Where is he?
I don't know where he is.
Guts to come down here and meet me in the ring. I'm going to count him out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That West Texas education did teach him.
I'm
going
to go ahead and declare myself the man right now.
Okay, fine.
I told
that's
people
great.
The man was a coward, that he didn't have the guts, that he didn't have anything, that he didn't have the intestinal fortitude. He is a...
All right. Well, listen. Okay, you've proved your point on the thing.
I've listened to all of your enough.
All right.
I've heard enough of your heard enough of the from the people of Memphis. I've heard enough about how good this man is supposed to be.
Well, it's just a little. He may have gotten tied up in traffic or something like that. I don't know.
It's after 1 o'clock right now.
Yeah, I know it's after 1.
Now, I'm standing around here like an idiot, like a fool. Well, I'm a fool. I'm an idiot. Standing
okay,
around.
So you proved
there you go, Terry.
This kind of crap is funny. He thinks it's funny leaving me sit around here like this.
Terry is literally putting on a one-man show with Lance Russell as a straight guy.
I tell you that there's a good possibility that he got tied up some way and wasn't coming in here.
Well, where am I?
I know. Your plane got in on time.
From Amarillo,
I understand
that. And they built up the threat of the match about how brutal it could be, about how unorthodox it is.
Hey, why don't you go ahead and come up in here?
I'm not interested in that. Will you knock that stuff off? Look, you're the one that... Hey, come on. Okay, now look, Terry. You asked me to come down here. I understand.
And you treat me with
respect. Hey, well, wait. Just, I didn't... Okay, I didn't... I wouldn't mean anything personal by it, except give the guy a chance. It's just a couple of minutes past the time. You asked me to come down here and bring the cameraman down here, and we're here, and I'm here in the event that Lawler, we set up to show it and have the match in there. Now, we've done our part of the thing, and the fact that he's not here isn't my fault.
Now, look who's here.
Here comes the king.
Now, look who's there.
It is Crown.
It is Crown.
I'm going to get over here. I'm going to get...
Hey, Lawler, come on up here. I'm going to break your crown. I'm going to break your crown.
That's right, yeah.
Look at that fool. Look at that idiot. Don't you realize that there's nobody here? You jackass. You're nothing but
Jerry Lawler in his regular wrestling attire with a crown and the cape.
I can't believe that you had the guts to show up. I can't believe you had the guts to show up.
He's here. Jerry.
I can't believe that he had the guts to show
up. Well, he's here, and he is apparently, obviously, ready to go. He's got his full attire, and he is set.
Come on, Lord. Come on.
We're going to get back over to...
See what you're made of. Come on. Come on. What do you got in there? What do you got in there? What do you got, a gun or something on you? You got a knife?
You see now why it's one of the most talked about moments in wrestling history.
What have you got on you?
I need a gun for you, Funk. No knife. I need nothing.
Get back around the table here. Well, here he comes, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on in the ring.
We waited and waited.
There ain't no referee here. Come on in the ring.
That's right. No referee. No officials.
Jimmy Hart's not under the ring. Look up in the stands. Nobody's up in the stands. Nobody's here that's going to help me, and there certainly isn't anybody here that's going to help you. You idiot.
Terry Funk already in the ring. Jerry Lawler now coming up to the... We'll just have to... Take care of the language on this thing. Funk is just raving.
I'll give you a chance right now. I'll give him one chance. You can go ahead and you can get out of here right now if you want to. I'll give
Funk telling Lawler he'll give him one chance. He can leave right now if he wants to. There's no officials.
So here we go. It's difficult to start a match like this when you don't hear a reaction, whether you're heel or you're babyface, because you're just waiting for reaction. You're waiting to want to tie up. But some of the comments that set this match up that Funk kind of explained to us, you know, every time you go into Memphis, and my brother and I both had to go into Memphis as a heel. But when you went in there and you were working against Lawler, he had everything stacked against him. His cousins were the referee. Jimmy Hart was there with the megaphone hitting you over the head every time you looked out. I mean, you had that deck stacked. So the best way to get a good, honest, clean match out of Lawler was have no people in there.
You know, what you're saying, Jerry, is right. How do you start a match that's been called out? There's no referee. There's no fans. It's kind of a brawl. Do you lock up? Do you start fighting? I mean, that's about the only way you can get it started right there. It's just a little bit awkward because normally this place would be packed and the buildup is huge. Now there's no buildup. There's no atmosphere. And so you got to create it all yourself.
And Funk did the right thing. They locked up and they went around and changed a few and spun around and Funk took a powder, you know, and kind of reset it. Now they got it. Now they got a plan. You know, now they figured out how to go.
Yeah, because once you get started, it's easier. Yeah. It's just a matter of getting started.
Yeah, you just go your natural reactions and you fight.
That was one of the most fun things you could do when you had a bunch of empty chairs is just go flying into the chairs, especially if it was a concrete floor, because the chairs would slide with you.
Yeah.
And you'd take out a whole row of chairs and it looked like it was dangerous as hell. And it was easy.
Okay. We got an expert technician on the other end. Josh, can you back this up about four little spots? I want everybody to take a look at something. And I'm going to ask a question here. Okay. Whoa. Stop right there. Well, just back it up a couple more. Whoa, right there. Stop. See that photographer right there?
Yep.
$20 if you can identify that guy.
Oh, holy cow. I didn't even think about it.
You want me to identify him? Are you giving me $20 if I identify him? Rumor has it that's a young Jim Cornette. Now, as the match progresses a little bit, you'll see a better image of him get down and try to take a close-up of him as they spill on the other side of the arena.
Really? I never heard that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You did do your research like I have.
I'm telling you, you're those schools in Oklahoma.
That's it. Look at those chairs slide exactly like you said they would, man.
The thing is, you got to make sure those chairs don't have rubber on the bottom.
Now, those things are stiff as hell, too, by the way.
Those chairs weigh about 50 pounds.
Anytime, look at that. Now, look close there. Look at that photographer again. Back it up there, Doctor. I mean, it's...
Right there. Yeah. Right there.
Now, look at that shape of that head and those round...
The shape of the head.
Yeah.
You can tell by the shape of the head.
Oh, no, Cornette, man. There ain't too many people who have a head like Cornette. But all you Cornette fans out there, tell me if I'm right or wrong. Leave us some notes on air if you like this thing. If you don't like it, just tell me I'm wrong about Cornette.
Yeah, I'd be interested to hear the fans out there, because somebody out there will find out for sure if it's Jim Cornette. You know, and the best part about this is Lance Russell's commentary and Funk talking the entire time.
Yeah.
You know, I did a match at WrestleMania with Daniel Bryan and Sami Zayn. And, I mean, they beat the living hell out of each other. Nobody was there. And Sami Zayn was screaming and crying at one point. It was so freaking entertaining. Funk's the same way.
Funk talks the entire match, whether it was an empty building match or a full building match. he would always talking crap to you. Always trying, you know, he was always irritating as hell. You know, you're trying to focus. You're listening to the crowd. You're trying to remember, you know, what the hell am I going to do next? And all the time, Terry's trying to make you crack up in the ring. What a fun guy to work with, though. I mean, you know, what a difference, too. And, you know, where his brother had all the moves down and all this stuff. And Terry come out. You could have those types of matches with him. And later in his trilogy, we're going to see how good a worker Terry Funk actually is in the scientific style of wrestling here. But this is the brawling side of him. We're going to show one of these Japanese bloodbaths that Terry gets into. So, this is the faces of Terry Funk that we're going to do. Now, look at that guy right there. Now, here comes Funk. That's Jimmy. Spike
in his hands. Interesting. And by the way, that's where Funk broke that 2x4 right there into a point, which becomes important in the match. Very similar to how Tully and Magnum TA finished their match years later.
Listen, Terry. Ask him. I got the microphone
over here. You asking? Hey, watch this. Watch this. Watch this.
Come on. Come on, Terry. It's all over with. Terry Funk climbing back up in the ring right now.
Lance Russell this is a three-man dance. Lance Russell does a great job with this, as do King and Terry.
It would really be hard to pull off this match without a Lance Russell in there, because you're getting no reaction once again from the crowd. So all you're seeing is these two guys going at it here, and you're wondering what the heck's going on. And Lance paints that picture every time he starts doing commentary. He'll paint a picture for you.
And Lance here is just brilliant. You know how he's talking about how stop it, that's too much.
And John, as you know, when
there's the stick to the eye.
Yeah.
Run that back. There's the stick to the eye. Look, I love Terry Funk, but this stick to the eye. This watch this. He kicks him in the chest. and the stick goes in his eye. Run it back one more time, Josh.
What a spot, Josh.
Got the stick. He's trying to put it in Lawler's eye. Lawler fights back.
Elbow.
Big Memphis baby face. Now he kicks him in the chest and the stick goes in the eye. That is so freaking good.
Terry Funk is down now. Lawler back on his feet.
Only Terry.
Lawler picks up that stick that.
And see, Lance didn't catch that.
Oh. Put it down now. The man's eye.
One of the most famous cries in wrestling. My eye! My eye!
There's a shirt for you, Funk. My eye! My
Turn that up just a little bit, Josh. Let's listen to that.
My eye!
Terry Funk.
My eye!
A victim of his own plotting in there. Lawler kicked him right in the elbow, and the stick stuck Terry Funk right in the eye.
Lawler, please. Somebody get me help.
We got to get a doctor in here on this thing, because he really is. Oh, that's awful.
Get me help. Get me help.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly why. There are officials assigned two matches to try to keep some kind of order rather than have the animal type of thing that you saw here today.
Please, my eye.
Jerry Lawler walks away.
My eye.
I guess the victor out of it, but they're.
Lance,
it's pretty difficult. Okay, listen, Randy, I'm gonna get.
Help me, Lance,
okay,
please.
Wait.
Call a doctor, Lance, please.
Let me go get something.
Look at it, Lawler. Please, hey. Look at it.
Listen,
help me, please.
Okay, I'll go call for it.
God, Lance, please don't leave me here.
I'll get
someone. Gotta walk in the back because there's no cell phones.
That's right.
Get somebody to help me, my eye. Die.
This is awesome.
Where is he? Where is Lawler? Where'd he go? Where is Lawler? My eye.
I'm working as a cell.
Where is that chicken? Where's that... Howard. Where's Lawler? He's
That's
yellow.
What I'm saying. This whole match
Lawler's
is about Terry Funk.
He's yellow.
Yeah, Lance Russell does a great
Lawler,
job. Terry does a great job. But Terry Funk selling
pig.
A promo. This is magic.
Pig! Pig!
Yes, I heard after that match with Lawler. Sure, I'm missing some teeth. Yes, I've got permanent damage to my eye. But have you seen Jerry Lawler? Has anybody seen him? Does he have enough guts to come back against me again? I am the meanest man in professional wrestling. They had to pull me off of Lawler while I was beating on the man's body while he was laying there. This week they're going to have a fence around the ring. And you people remember what I'm saying to you, because I'm speaking the truth. You will never see Jerry Lawler wrestle again. So if you want to be there for his retirement match, well, make sure you come down there, because I'm going to take the man and I'm going to hurt him so bad that he will not be able to wrestle again. If I have to, I'll break one leg. If he gets up and hops to me, I'll break the other leg. If he comes crawling on his belly, I'll kick him in the head. Believe me, Jerry Lawler is going to pay. And he's going to pay dearly for what he did to me. Hey, I love my family, and my family loves me. My brother loves me, but I have no respect for anybody like Lawler. I have a definite hatred for the man, and I'm going to take that sickness out of my mind.
That was Terry Funk. At his absolute best.
Every time Terry, I mean, the ending promo there, he's building to that return match, and you know, he goes, you know, where he's hated. Then he goes, my family loves Terry Funk. My family loves me. You know, I got a family. Now you got to see me as a real person. You know, I'm a real person too. I have a family. They love me. But Funk, I mean, it was just so damn versatile. And this is just one of the steps of Terry Funk, one of the faces of Terry Funk we'd like to show you. Just the creativity. And you're right, John, as we were talking through this thing, this match is Terry Funk and Lance Russell. And yep. Lawler is a good prop in there for this, because Terry's talking all the way through it. Lance, in a quiet, subdued voice, is making it serious and trying to give the perception of, man, this is as real as it gets for Memphis Wrestling here.
Yeah, and Lance played the straight guy so well to Funk and the entire way through it, about how he kept saying this was basically unsanctioned, about how dangerous it was. He's going to get help. And Funk screaming, my eye, my eye. One of the greatest moments in wrestling history. I mean, you watch this, and you got to come away and say, Terry Funk is a genius.
Well, that's the reason, you know, 50 years, I've been in the business 50 years, and Terry was in the business before I was. Got me a couple of years, but that's the reason we're still talking about Terry Funk today, is just matches like, and this is one in thousands of Terry Funk spots. I mean, as we went through the sources that we have to try to pull up some, there were so many choices to make about Terry Funk, but we wanted to show different styles and different degrees of Terry Funk. And I think this took you to the beginning of his hardcore stage, you know, when the empty arena match. And next coming up, we're going to have a match where Terry Funk is just like any other babyface, basically, out there fighting for a world title match against my brother Jack Briscoe. And so you see that side of the match, and that these two guys are athletes, and they can go, and they really complement each other.
Yep, it's coming up on Stories of Briscoe and Bradshaw, Best of the Best. We will next week, chronological-wise, but depends on when you see this, it's going to be also listed right there in the Best of the Best matches, Terry Funk versus Jack Briscoe. That's coming up next week. But if you're watching this and it's a week from this point, you can just go on our YouTube channel and watch it right now. So thank you for joining us. Jack Briscoe versus Terry Funk, that's what we got next.